The sports photographer must capture moments that are here and gone in a millisecond, and his skills depend on quick reactions. But they're also about relationships with athletes. And Robert Beck, a staff photographer with Sports Illustrated magazine, says it's those relationships he values the most. He's in town for a workshop, and he's with us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. How are you doing?
All right. You've been at innumerable big-ticket sporting events over the years, and does the excitement ever go away?
You know, it doesn't, but it's kind of a different type of excitement, whereas, you know, a fan goes and they're really pulling for one team or another. For me, it's just kind of the anticipation of what we can capture while we're at the event, and what it's more of like a total immersion into the event. But yeah, it's never ending. I'm always excited to go to something, to one of the games, one of the events.
And you know, you go in without knowing, obviously without knowing what the result is going to be, but you're going to want to get that one still image that kind of tells the whole story, if possible, in a single image. You have no idea what that's going to be, can you?
Exactly. And every finish is different. Sometimes, obviously, a game is over far before the end of the game itself, but it seems the bigger games, you know, let's say a Super Bowl or World Series, something like that, generally comes down towards the end. And, of course, your excitement just builds and builds and builds until that point. And, yeah, the object is, I mean, we're hired to try and get that one piece of action that's going to be, you know, the biggest part of the story. So it can be a little tense at times.
I can only imagine. You know, I'm thinking of a lot of the images that I'm looking at of yours. Well, for one thing, they take an unusual sort of non-traditional perspective. There's a great silhouette shot of a golfer framed with a tree on the right-hand side of the frame. But also in one of your most famous shots, that of Brandi Chastain after the U.S. soccer win, when she pulled off her jersey. In the shot, she's in sharp focus, and her teammates are all rushing up behind to greet her, and they're not in focus. And had they been in focus, it would have ruined the shot, because the emphasis needs to be on her. So it's almost as if you planned it, you know, you had just the right lens and the right camera at that right second, but yet you couldn't have planned it. How does something like that come about?
Well, that's really comes down to your depth of field and what aperture. And, you know, it might be a little technical for some of our listeners, but, yeah, I tend to shoot what we call wide open.
Right.
And part of the reason is in sports, of course, it's very fast-paced. So we have to use a larger aperture so we let more light in and we can use a faster shutter speed. And a bigger aperture creates this what we call depth of field, and it's very shallow.
Yeah.
So your subject is in focus, but maybe 2 feet or 3 feet behind it on a field of play is out of focus. And I like to shoot as fast as I can because, like you say, that brings out your subject so much more from the background, and the viewer's eye goes right to the subject. And it's kind of hard to teach because a lot of people are afraid that their focus isn't quite as good. And of course, that was in days when we were manually focusing, so it was much different.
Sure.
But, you know, they want more in focus because their chances of having their subject in focus is better. But at the same time, like you said, everything else is in focus. So the person who's looking at the picture, they're not drawn to what they should be drawn to right away.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's also another shot of a football team in a huddle, and you're up above them. It's an aerial. I'm not sure where you were to get up above it, but you know it's the kind of shot that would have been nothing had you been standing at eye level, because you wouldn't have seen what's going on at the center of the huddle.
Right, you'd see one or two players and not everybody around. Yeah, I put a camera on a monopod. It's like one piece of a tripod, and extended it, put a wide angle, and then held it over them and fired it with a trigger remotely. So, you know, a lot of that kind of thing, which is different from most sports photography, came from my days. I started out as a surf photographer, and I worked at Surfer Magazine for about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that group is kind of more eclectic and more artistic, and we use different types of lenses, from wide angles to telephotos. And when I jumped on board at Sports Illustrated, most of those photographers didn't use anything that was very wide, or they were all very straight line, you know, long lens on action stuff, mm-hmm. or on field action photos. So it was great for me because it was a different look and the editors liked it. And when I started shooting a lot of golf, I think the bonus was I'm not a golfer. I didn't even know much about golf, you know, when to use a 7-iron or a wood. So I shot it differently than the guys who knew what was going to happen. They said, oh, he's going to do this, so I need to be here. I was, I don't know what he's doing. I'm just going to make a nice picture. So it kind of, it played really well for me as I worked my way up the ladder.
When you shoot wider, as you're describing, you kind of give more context, especially to somebody who doesn't know the sport that well, right? You see not just
exactly.
the golf shot, but where it's going, where it is in relation to everything else on the green.
Or in golf, you might at least see where he's hitting from. Is it a little swale, or, you know, is he in a bunker, or, you know, is there a tree around him? What are the people doing around him? Or it's the same at a baseball stadium or a football field. You see more of what the other players are doing or what the atmosphere is up there. And I'm not the king of it, and I didn't change it all, but our magazine did change a lot through the last, you know, the 10 years after I started there, and people started shooting more with shorter lenses, 70 to 24s or 200 to, you know, 200 millimeters, instead of using their 400 or 600 all the time.
Yeah.
And so now it's a really good mix. It's kind of cool.
Well, it's, you know, the ideal sports shot is of interest to anyone who looks at it, even somebody who doesn't know that much about the sport. And I think you've accomplished that many times here.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it's human interest. You know, we're kind of looking at mirrors of ourselves. Even, like you said, even if we don't play that sport, we still, the emotion of it is the same. You know, the joy, the sadness, whatever it might be. We've all felt that, and to see that in a professional athlete in their atmosphere, well, that's what we can relate to.
Sounds good to me, Robert. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Robert Beck is a Sports Illustrated staff photographer who will talk about his work tomorrow evening at the Box Jelly in Honolulu. It's free and open to the public, and you can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.